Okay, so welcome to the next module. What is user testing? I'm going to make this very quick and to the point because you probably already have some idea. So user testing, simply put, is when you find users to test your website. Shocking. Said in a bit more detail, it's when you recruit people that ideally match as closely as possible to your customer avatar, your perfect customer avatar. I'll define that in a second. And then these people that you recruit that resemble your customer avatar browse your website while their screen is being recorded, and they perform a number of tasks and answer a series of questions, basically giving their feedback. And then we analyze how do they perform the task, what did they think, what problems did they encounter, what needs to be fixed, what bothered them, offended them, what do they not understand, what do they like, what do they need more of, what do they wish the website had but it didn't, etc. Going back, I said I was going to define unique customer avatar. That is like who is your ideal customer. So once upon a time, I had a client who sold dog harnesses, okay? And a lot of people have dogs. Young gay men have dogs, old straight men have dogs, black, white, blue, the aliens from Avatar, the tall blue people, they probably have their little version of an alien dog. Everybody has dogs, but there is a best customer, there is a primary customer. What we found out is that what tended to be the most passionate or spend the most or just in general be the best customers are avatar, our customer avatar profile for that site was a woman who lived alone in the Midwest in her 40s and 50s, some of them retired, some of them not retired, usually single, and they owned multiple dogs. Those were the customers where it was like, crack to them. They see the dog harness and they have the money to spend and they see it, they gotta have it. They gotta have it. Looked cool in a video out on Facebook. They gotta have it. They spend money. It is a perfect product market fit for them. So that is who you ideally would like to recruit. If somebody is not a dog lover, they don't have dogs, or maybe they have one dog, or they're not that passionate of a dog owner, probably not the type of person you want testing your site. Again, if you're selling a skincare cream that helps with eye bags, something that I probably need, right? You don't want young people. That's not your avatar. The avatar I would guess for that is like the best possible customers would be somebody single, right? They're not married or anything, so they're even more concerned with their appearance because they are single. They're probably in the dating market. They're aging. If they're super old, they probably just accepted that they have wrinkles, they have eye bags, and there's nothing they can do about it. It's probably the people in the 30s and early 40s that are like, oh crap, I'm getting, eye bags and wrinkles for the first time. You should probably have a good idea of who your customer avatar is. Most of you watching this probably already know. If you don't know, you can literally pick up the phone and call some of your best customers. You can text them first, not to bother them. You can download a list of your customers and use them in an analytics website such as Tower Data. There's other, I think Tower Data is a bit expensive, but there's other websites where you can just download, say, I don't know what the minimum is for them to get good data, right? But you can get good information from Tower Data. They may give you more things like, they live in the Midwest and they're, 65% female and they make this amount of money. That's not necessarily the most useful stuff. You want to know what are their pain points, what keeps them up at night, who do they want to become, who do they aspire to, what celebrities and people do they look up to, what brands that they like, what their beliefs are, what their political beliefs are, how other companies have let them down, what attracted them to your company in the first place, what unique value do you offer them that solves their specific pain point, things like that. Now, when we find out who our customer avatar is, We basically, like I said, we try to recruit people to do the user testing for the site, as I already kind of defined. We have, a group of people, anywhere from 5 to 10 people. If you have the budget for it, certainly go for all 10. But you can certainly uncover probably about 80% of your usability issues with about 5 people doing your user testing, and probably 90 to 95% with 10 people. If you have the budget, definitely go for at least like 6 or 7. I believe Try My UI, once upon a time, they were around $35 for a desktop test and $70 for a mobile test. Those prices may have changed. But it is some of the best money that you could ever spend on this. So I think I'm going to wrap up this module now. We've defined what user testing is and just kind of given a broad overview, which once again, it's when you have people who represent your target demographic, your customer avatar, browse your site while their screen is being recorded, and they narrate out loud into their microphone what they're thinking and feeling and experiencing as they perform the tasks and questions on your website. And last thing I'll say about this is, if you were to hear another thought leader in the user testing space, there's not many of them, but if you were to hear somebody else, the classic wisdom may be like, hey, just have them perform tasks. We're not just surveying them. This is not user surveys. Those are powerful too, but this is not user survey time. This is user testing. We just want them to perform the task and shut up and see how they perform. We don't care about your opinion, bro. Just do the tasks and we analyze how you did it in a scientific way. I think that the spirit of that is well placed. However, I do believe in asking some questions. We'll get into more of that, but you just have to take those with a grain of salt. Somebody may just be very opinionated about something and have a strong opinion, and it could be things that other people have told you that they love. So it's kind of like, I don't know what the saying is, like the squeaky wheel gets the grease or something like that. I've heard people in Facebook groups, they have, it could be anything, not just an e-commerce store. It could be a SaaS, software as a service or whatever, or a certain product on an e-com store. And then it's a product or a feature that 95% of people love. But then there's, 95% of people love, 2 or 3% are neutral about it, and then 1 or 2% hate it. And then they're the ones, making all the noise, the rah-rah in the Facebook group saying, we hate this feature, change it, we hate it, we hate it, we hate it. And it can seem like, oh my God, I better fix this, blah, 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 blah. And it's like that thing, it's like this, the squeaky wheel gets the grease thing. It's those, the haters can often be the loudest, even though the majority loves that feature. So we'll go over more of this later. But for now, I'm going to say I do like to ask people outright for their opinions, which is maybe a little bit of a no-no, but I'm rebellious. I like to get their opinions, but I take it with a grain of salt, and I understand that it can maybe be actually tossed out. So in one of these future modules coming up, we will go over how to plan and brainstorm these tasks and questions. And this is the end of the what is even this thing that we call user testing? What is it all about? What is it? So, cheers. See you in the next module.